Well. Oh, it's coming 20 minutes, is it? Oh, it started recording.
The more state, the more brings, is Machlik Zukiv the Chachomim, Chayvi Lavin, Sinan Mamzeris, the Bnei Chlitz of Yivinin, Bekiva Fira Bekiva, holds Chayvi Lavin. Vado fi der Bonn von Steitzer, Vado der Zoros Muteres. Frek Toises, with this Gemara, this entire Musik, you see, Rekiva, Fir Bekiva, Chayva Lavin, Allah B'nei Chalitza, Vimen, and Frek Toises. Chol duch, the Pshito Leila Shas, the Chayva Lavin, Rekiva, the Main Gedush, and Tavis, the Tavis, and the Chayva Lavin, Allah B'nei Chalitza, Vimen, Kamoy Chayva Krisis, Hocho, the Baro, the Psuudak, and Pershivcha, Perk Down Lises. Toises points out that we see that the Gemara made Hashvot, it's not a Furshvi, Ikashitas of Rekiva. Ikashitas of Akiva is gebracht in the Mishnah, in the Gemusugas Gemara later in the Memtes. Akiva's nais, that he made Chayvelavin Chavakrisis, the Makur Hadvorim is Legabe Mamzerus. Itvisis Kedushin, which is totally in Mamzerus. So this points out that the Gemara here in any of the places is Marchiv that, extends that. Extends that the din of Rabbi Akiva, the Akiva made Chayvelavin Chavakrisis, is not only Legabe Itvisis Kedushin and Mamzerus, it's also Legabe Yibum, Abnechalisimimimim. And if that extension does this, the Tamilari, the my lawyer mean an amulet Akiva, the less essay will kill us. Frank Toysvis, how could you say that the Kivir of Akiva Chabilavin also have a din legabe Yibum and Chalitza like an erva? We treat them like an erva, like an erva. Lechara, say essay de Chalitza. At the end of the day, Akiva's moida, there's only a lav. It's moida, there's no chorus of Chabilavin. So say essay de Chalitza, say Mamela should be a din Yibum and a din Chalitza. As a Frank Toysvis. It doesn't sound like Toises was asking on the Etzem Dinyan. Toises wasn't asking, Mehecha Toises to say Shitas of Akiva holds Bechlau. What did Rav Akiva say? Bechlau, the Chayvi Lavin, like Arias, called over. Could have said Toises should have asked that. Maybe the Taka only, like Arias. Legabe Yitzvi Zagdushin and Mamzeris. But Mehecha Toises, Legabe, other Dinim that we're going to find in Shas, Legabe Yibum and Chalitza, we're going to find Dini Arias. Neichet Heisi Bechlar Bekiva said that. Mi diktuk losh Toys by Osak upon him, it doesn't sound like Toys asked that. If you look in Toys Sanhedrin and Gimel Beis, maybe it sounds like Toys asked that over there. Toys by Yos S, Yove Yese Deichelaisase. That's Toys asked. Toys sounds like he understood Gans good that Avada, the Beshitim Kiva Shita, Avada can understand that like a rice, even the Gabba the Parsha Bima Chalitza. You know, there should be a power, a craft called Ase Deichelaisase that ruins things. That takes away the Chaymer there. Maybe be Yes a beer. Yes, a beer. Kiva says the Chayvi Lavin can Chayvi Krisis. You could have learned that Be'etzem, but Kiva didn't say Chayvi Lavin are like a rice. Chayvi Krisis are a rice. Chayvi Lavin are not a rice. Chayvi Lavin are Chayvi Lavin. But Kiva learned pro to Dina Misuyonim. He learned that they have a Din Itviz Gedushin, the Kriyam Mamzeris. He learned specific Chum Chumrus from Chayvi Krisis to Chayvi Lavin. But he didn't change the DNA. He didn't say that a Chayvi Lavin carries a Din, a Chaymer of an Erva Mitzah. That's why he didn't say that. He just said that they have specific dinim. If that would be the case, then the chur, that's what Toysa should be asking. Mehecha Toysa b'chlal, that we should extend Chayvi Lavin to make them like a rias linyan, to make them like a rias linyan, the parsha v'yim mechalitza. The diktuk tov l'ashlef doesn't sound like that. So why does Toysa ask? Yovi yasei d'chalitza. Toysa should ask. Mehecha Toysa. Mehecha Toysa. Toysa's ask sounds like he's asking as esei d'chalitza. Elamai l'chur, you see from this Toysa, of all being a rias, that when Rabbi Kiva learned, when Rabbi Kiva said, Chayvi Lavin is Chayvi Krisis, he wasn't only learning. This is Havon and Chishitas of Rabbi Kiva and Gadshas. Kiva wasn't only saying that we're learning Proti is the Gedinim of Itviz Gedushin Amzeris. It's a Gilui. When Rabbi Kiva learned that there's a din of Itviz Gedushin and Chayvi Lavin, it's a Gilui that Chayvi Lavin have within them a Chaymer Verva. And that's why they have Itviz Gedushin and the din Amzeris. It's a Fakir, it's an outcome, it's an outgrowth of the Chaymer of the Erva. He learned they have a Chaymer Verva. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in many places. The Gemara's Lashon is Michti, Rekvi, Rabbi Kiva, Chavi Krisis, Chavi Lavin, Chavi Lavin, Chavi Krisis. The Melech Mother asked on it. The Lash of the Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Chavis and Beis is even stronger. Rabbi Kiva Yamashvi Chai Velavin Ke'erva. It's the Lash of the Gemara in Soita Yud Chavis and Beis. Rabbi Kiva Yamashvi Chai Velavin Ke'erva. We see in the Gemara, in this Chakir we're clearing, like the second side, we see in the Gemara holds, Rabbi Kiva wasn't learning Dini Misuyonim. Rabbi Kiva was learning that a Chai Velavin has in within it, was changing around more or less somehow the DNA of the Chai Velavin. We say Chai Velavin, the Lav carries with it, it's armed with a Chaim of Erva, it has a Chaim of Erva. Memeila, even if we're going to find other dinim and shas that are not lehed to the din of Yitzis Kedushin, other dinim and shas, it's also Chavi Lavin are also going to have the dinim of an Erev. What's the raya? The Tosis I just mentioned of Yudim and Aleph. Tosis in Yudim and Aleph says that Chavi Lavin of Yudim Akiv have a din of Tzoros Erev. A Chavi Lavin makes a Tzor. What does it say the din of Chavi Lavin makes a Tzor? In the Parashah of Arayis, Lotzor. It's another pasuk. It's a din noisif. It's another din that an Erev has. That's totally Nitzvis' Kedushin. That's totally Mamzeris. How does Tosis know that? So the Emes says the Biskurov has an upshar in Tosis. We'll see next week, Bez Hashem. The Biskurov learns Tosis in a certain way. Not like I'm saying right now. But the Pashup Shah, we'll see, Bez Hashem, hopefully. The Pashup Shah is not like the Biskurov. The Pashup Shah in Tosis, the Davyud is that Chavilavin, the Isser Chavilav itself creates a din Tzoros Erev. The Iker Chavilav itself creates a din Erev. Where does it say that? What do I see in Tosis? I don't need a separate Makar for your Akiva. Of every single prat that Chavi Lavin have dinner karais. Rekiva's a widespread shita. Rekiva made Chavi Lavin karais. If I now find another din erva, I can apply it to Chavi Lavin. Chavi Lavin have the chaymer of erva. If I see an erva, a surah kol kachshay tzera sorosa, Chavi Lavin also has a surah kol kachshay tzera sorosa. With the din of whatever Chavi Lavin have, they gives over the din of Chavi Lavin to the tzor. That's what I'm showing to Tosis. Now, Tosis kasha was a new kasha. I understand very well that the Chavi Lavin have all the chumers of Arayis. It carries within the chum, all the chum of Arayis. But Frech Tosis, where does it carry it? Where? In the Lav. The Lav itself carries the chum of Avram. It carries all the chum of Arayis. Frech Tosis, Zog, Yove Yesev Dechaloise. There's a craft called Yesev Dechaloise that comes around, comes into the room, and pushes away the whole Lav. So it knocks down the whole binyan. It takes through the Lav and all the chumers that the Lav carry. Neither Rabbi Akiva holds the Chavi Lavin have all the chumers of Arayis. There's a chumer that says Din Tzoros Erev, there's a chumer maybe the Patuz Yibim Chalitza maybe. Oh, but where is it carrying all the chumers of Arayis? In the Lav. Yovi Yesiv Edichalois Hase. It's a very choshar and goshen Tosis Kasha. Tosis wasn't challenging the Etzem Musik, Mehecha Tesi. The Akiva said Chavi Lavin's an Erev. Tosis knew Chavi Lavin's Ke Erev, even Lagabi the Pat Mesech Tizivomis. Tosis was asking, how does it work out technically? Technically, how does it stand? How does it stand all the milus of the Chavi Lavin against the Mitzvah Sibim? The Mitzvah Sibim is an Esei Dechaleis Aseh. So the Mitzvah Sibim, Esei Dechaleis, they should topple down the Lav and everything that's called B'Toicha. L'mashal Nafkaminim. With Fi the Kash of Toises, what would be by Chavi Lavin the Esei with Fi Rekim? I mean, Kash of Toises. What's going to be the Locha by Chavi Lavin the Esei? Not Chavi Lavin greater. Chavi Lavin the Esei, Amon Lokayan Gol. With Fi the way we're saying, even if he tastes kasha, tastes no. But Chavi Lavin, the essay of Yabba Kiva, it's going to be a din, it's part of me, Michalitza, it's going to make a din tzor. Doesn't have any question on that. Tosis is willing to accept that there's going to be a big machloikas, Chachomim and Rabbi Kiva, like Chavi Lavin, the essay. If you're the Chachomim, Chavi Lavin, the essay is only part of me, but not from Michalitza, can't make a din tzor. If you're a Kiva that made Chavi Lavin care of, Chavi Lavin, the essay, Kol Shekein are care, they also, the halacha is going to be that it's going to make a ptur yib Michalitza, and it's going to make a din tzor. Over there, you don't have the Tosis Kasha. By Chavi Lavin Vesey, there's no din Yovei Esei v'Ditchalois Esei Vesey. By Chavi Lavin Vesey, you don't have a Tosis Kasha of Yovei Esei v'Yitchalois Esei Vesey. So over there, Tosis understood fine and well that the Lois Esei would stay in place, and the Lois Esei Avada would create a din, all the dinim, Toriyim Mechalitza, whatever it is, Ever Delakachas, Ever Delayah, we'll speak about it soon. But Tosis had no problem that the Chavi Lavin would stay in place and create all the dinim of Arayis, and didn't serve a server. Yep. His whole question was that by Chavi Lavin, the essay comes and knocks away the Lav. Meila, the whole binyan falls out.
Would that be telling on the Riva? If the essay is different of the Chavi Lavin essay?
But at the end of the day, there's still no dinya. Maybe the Chaymer lives in the Malkus. Yeah, Ashlodim. Yes, it was claimed. The Chavi Lavin or Rabbi Kiva, there's a lig in the Issa Shabbai or in the Malkus Shabbai. If Kamin Lafi the Riva, that holds. My essay, the Chaloy Sev essay, takes away the Malkus. We'd still have the Mail of Chavi Lavin Kiva. Akaponim, that's clear. The Kash of Tais very negate to the Hemshech Advorim. Tais wasn't asking that Chavi Lavin of Yabba Kiva shouldn't be called an Ervling in Yibu, if there is such a sprach. That wasn't what Tais was asking. Tais was asking, since the whole mile of an Erva resides in the Lav, lies in the Lav, the Esse comes, it stoops away, the whole Lav, it falls away, the whole mile of Erva. That was the Kash of Tais. Tais is blind by Kasha. And there's a klal gadol, and the Tosfos says a kasha. And the whole, the heart of the sugya, the merkaz of the sugya, it's all whole, makes a rash. Rishonim, the anashir, terutzim, command, Rishonim, nachroinim. Try to answer this kasha of Tosfos. Before we say about the kasha of Tosfos, the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva has a little shinu, they have a big, you saw it, they answer the Tosfos kasha. Now, listen, there's a big merkaz gadol in Yevonis. These Rishonim, Sach Rosh Hashiva, start of that base. In Yevonis, they start off enough tests. Rav Shmuel, that's a chalice, at the first day of his mind, he opened up these Tosfos. These Rishonim, this is a big gemar for us. We started Yevonis, we spoke about a lot of these things. This is a big gemar to try to understand good what the Rishonim was saying. Look, go, Mamish, you saw this in the base of Din of Arayis, Le'in even. The Ramban says like this, Ramban's lotion is, bring to Kasha's Tosfos. Emphid the Ramban, V'yei Shloimah. Zok the Ramban, V'yei Shloimah. Dilu Rabbi Kiva, the first diag. The Adom is Rabbi Kiva. What the Ramban is saying is Rabbi Kiva. Dilu Rabbi Kiva, Goli Rachmono. B'chai v'krisus. V'hu adin chai v'lavin. Rabbi Kiva, chai v'lavin, chai v'krisus. D'kol d'loi tofsi kedushin, mafki yezika. It's a lotion Ramban. Zok the Ramban. That the fear of Akiva, there's a gully crow. We have to find out what the pasuk is. There's a gully crow. That if you loy tofsi kedushin, and chayv lavan a tofsi kedushin, a loy tofsi kedushin, not chorus, but the loy tofsi kedushin, you mafki yezik. The vorm stumi man moid, not clear what he answer. What does he mean? The gully crow, the loy called loy tofsi kedushin, mafki yezik. The way we were mocked him, the kash of Tosfos and the Rishonim was hagufa. This should not remain over here. The mile of loy tofsi kedushin. If there's a din of essay doichal essay. The essay loisei topples down the whole binyan. It knocks down the loisei, and there is no anymore. There isn't standing here a mile of loitovsi kedushin. What do we shouldn't answer? Called the loitovsi kedushin of kiyazika. Hare azeguf on adonim that there should be an essay deichal loisei. Stume moi. Before we nigash to the raid from Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Fira raised to Rishonim very chashuv. Ramban adds on to whatever his teretz is. Ramban fears is. Ramban says, Rabbi Teima, minole lashas. This big yisoid Rabbi Kiva. This new Yisoy that the Ramban was just Mechadish, the Goli Kro, the Chavi Lavin, the Rebbe Kiva, the Chavi Kriis is called Lei Tovshi Kedush and Mafki Yizika. How does the Gemara know that? Who says Rebbe Kiva holds that way? As a fact, the Ramban. And for the Rajbo after Ramban's Kasha, you're right, I hear it's a Kasha, but Taka, it's a new thing that Rebbe Kiva holds. But Kimlu Lashas, Inu David Bekiva, Chazal knew very well Rebbe Kiva, they were familiar with Rebbe Kiva, and they knew that he held the second in. That's what the Ramban. Say in the Ramban and the Rajba before the Tzuris of the Shmaitz, you see a Dover Otzmoid. That whatever they're saying, whatever the Ramban and the Rajba are saying, it's all Bedas Rabbi Kiva. What does that mean? It means the Ramban and the Rajba are saying there's a second Machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Arbono. Listen good. Salam Alam is dribbling off. Again, it can't be dribbling off now. You hear what the Rishonim are saying now? The Rishonim are saying Rabbi Kiva and Arbono have a second Machloikis. Pel awesome. Besides the regular Chavilia Avner Rabbi Kiva and Ganshas. Right? The Rishonim just said that Rabbi Kiva holds there's another Goli Kro. In the Sechtes Yevomis, there's an added point. Whatever this Goli Kro is, whatever this is saying, there's an added Goli Kro that's going to make a Nafka Mina in the Sechtes Yevomis. And that was what Ramban said, Mehecha Teisi. If the Ramban was asking on the Ikushitas Rabbi Kiva and Ganshas, Ramban's asking, how do we know Chavalav and Rabbi Kiva? That's Ganshas. Ramban's clearly asking on some new point. There was a new added point that we just added on. The Rishonim just added. And that Ramban says, how do we know that? The Rajba says, you're right, it's Taka Nu, and a Kabbal, and a Chanami. So when we're learning the Ramban and Rajba, whatever we're going to say is going to be Rei Bedas Rekiva, Nav Davka and the Chachom. Very Choshev Agdomah. This is the Tzur Zeshmaitz before the Teichim Advon. Oh, back to the meat. What did they say? What did they answer? What's their answer to Tosfos Kasha? Frek Tosfos Zog Esi Dech Aleisei. They answer, Kol Dolei Tofsi Kedushin Mafki Yezika. So while we mocked them, the Rei, and we're saying, Bez Hashem, I want to try to be Matziah too. Kloli Yistakam Halchim. Das Rishonim. The ones with the raid from Rabbi Hussein, Olehel, we call him Mistayef, and then later maybe a Mahalach Ulay the raid, Rabbi Hussein Rosh Hashivas. Avada, this is where Baruch Ber started off, the Sech Sivomis. Baruch Ber said Pshat, Shalach HaZeriber, declare. For me, it was, I got this, the first time I think I got a bit of a behirus, in the raid from Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber said Pshat in the Rishonim was like this. What they're saying is, first, the Tirgam Amilu. The question was, and they're answering, Kol Dolei Tofsi Kedushin, Mafki Yezika, we asked, Azeh Guf on Adonim. Zoch HaBaruch Ber, here the Rishonim was saying that there's something called a Ptur Dalef. An Arayis. Chayvi Krisus, and who adin the Friar Bakiva Chayvi Lavin, they carry with it that Hecher Ptur. That's a Ptur Dalel. And the Ptur Dalel, we'll say the simple way Baruch Ber said, when you're armed with the Ptur Dalel, so the Mitzvah's essay isn't said Bechal. The Mitzvah's essay, the whole shmooze, the whole clash, the whole marocha we usually have between the essay and the Lois essay, in which we have Kolom of essay, the Lois essay, it doesn't start. There's no Mitzvah's essay over here. What did Baruch Ber say? Let's go over very slowly. What did he say? Baruch Ber said like this. There's a portion of din of Erev Delakachas, which means that's the usual koyach of an Yisurim, Kolot Arakula, when you find Yisurim. Yisurim, what's the function of an Yisur? An Yisur Asur, that's what it does. It fights better, it doesn't let. It doesn't allow. It doesn't allow mitzvah, it doesn't allow the pool of Rishus. An Yisur Namal Asur. The portion of Shad, before the din of Aleo, the koyach of Aloysa Sei Sheish Makoros, or Chavi Lavavavim Vakiva, is the Asur. It doesn't allow you to do a mitzvah, Maisa Yibam, on this lady. It shlogs it, it fights with the mitzvah Yibam. It says, don't do this mitzvah. But it's actively using its koyach, its muscles of an iser to aser. That's erev delakachas. Zokt Baruch Ber, agam is erev gufa loy tzvicha kro. Abavad is a posik. That part of Baruch Ber was machadish. Read the Torah. It's first the posik's talking about an erev. It says loy sikach ale. Baruch Ber was machadish when the posik talks about an erev. It's machadish a hecheridin. And the chiddush neira is that there's like a new koyach in an iser. Usually an iser asers. Zokah Baruch Ber, over here, the Isser doesn't ask. The Isser is me'ein a simen. Isser usually has to fight before, has to go fight with the mitzvah. No. Here, the Torah said once the mitzvah sees that this lady is armed with an Isser, that has an Isser on her, the mitzvah doesn't come close to the lady. The mitzvah zok sichnish. That's the parsha. Loi sikach b'mokam oleo. We're already talking in the parsha of Yibam, and it says loi sikach. That means when you get into the parsha of Yibam, the din is loi sikach. No, it hapes a chon. You want to know what the Torah tells you? The Torah doesn't tell you vomi avilei. The din is not to take the lady. The mela, the mitzvah sivim doesn't start. The mela zokt Baruch Ber kein. We'll say it sharf. Noch the din of olea, the Yisurei Arayas, they accomplish a ptur yibam almost similar to like an islandess. An islandess doesn't have a mitzvah sivim. Why? Because something fights with the mitzvah sivim. An islandess doesn't have a mitzvah sivim because she wasn't included in the mitzvah sivim. Zokt Baruch Ber noch the olea, the Yisur doesn't have to go fight with the mitzvah sivim. The mitzvah doesn't have to go fight with the mitzvah yibum. The mitzvah is the iser. The iser is on the lady. The lady has, she carries on her iser. Now the mitzvah yibum says, a lady who is an isha asur, I don't come close to. Yeah? That, the ikra hagosh of Baruch Ber is, the nice is that the iser is it's a new function of iser. We don't find, chamaka yoytzabay in kalat orgu. It's usually asur. No, this iser ends up creating a din, a ptur. Zokt Baruch Ber mele, that's the territory of Yishayim. Gvaldik. Zokt Yishayim. If Liyutzur there would be din erva de lakachas, if the Isser would have to fight against the mitzvah, the shaycha, I say the chalos, I say. Or if the Isser ends up tuing oif, that the Isser when it resides in a latent fashion, it resides on the lady, it creates a ptur. So there's no essay de chalos, I say. What are you asking? Yovi essay de chalos. There's no essay. It's like an islandess almost. No essay. An essay de chalos, I say. Avad, there's no essay. That's adkan be'etzim the way the Baruch Ber learned. Where did the Baruch Ber buy this aside from the Yisushan? It's clear that's where he started. The Yisushan starts off from the Yisushan. The Maim HaMuzgah we added on, you still have to know where the Chazal see it. That's where we see the Rishonim say, Avu Shteita Staka. Avu Shteita Golikro. Where is the Golikro? Which Pasuk? Lo Yisikach. What does it say in the real Yisikach Aleh? New Din? Maybe Lo Yisikach Aleh is saying the old Algamena Din, the Din of Lakachas. It's just saying that it's Osir. What do you see it saying in new Ptur? So that we add on, it seems to be. In Maim HaMuzgah, it seems to be that Chazal saw that in the Ptur Torah. Chazal saw that loisika chaleah b'korchoch is being mechadish, is hiring the bar, making this new din, because that was the only way in order to be able to pat the tzar. So it comes out by an erva lane, the nafkamina, lefi, it comes out by an erva lane, the kamat, there's a din of erva de lakachas, and din of erva de aleah. The erva de lakachas, the erva aleah, I'm sorry, that higher din, doesn't has no nafkaminas legabe b'pshuto, the erva lane. That's takalab morin dafchester, omar rava erva gufu leitzvi chakor. Like the lady itself, who cares if she has a hecher din or a more simple din, or is her fight with it? There's no nafkaminas. Hikar nafkaminas l'gabi the tzar. No, the Rabbi Kiva, we have a nafkamina. Because Rabbi Kiva, he's going to learn out chayvi klavim and chayvi krisus. There's going to be a nafkamina of a lay, even l'gabi the chayvi lavin herself. That mitzad, this new din, it's going to create a ptur and a mele, it's not shaykh, the whole shmuz of esay d'chaloy sasay. Ad kan ba'otzim divinu Rabbi Ber. I would like to, once we're holding over here, we're holding so far in Masech Sivamis. Maybe go see a few examples to bring out. Very clear. I want to bring out. Maybe we'll see later when we go back to contrast it. What was exactly the Chiddush of Baruch Ber? Two other places Baruch Ber used this word. Once Baruch Ber made this there, he came from Arsuk, from the Yisrushanim Daftes. And he said there's a new tour.
Wait.
First, the etzem oleh. The etzem zog avala, this higher din. It's always good. It sounds like words. It's always good to see examples. We see a nafkamina between the two din. The first thing the nafkamina was saying, these are shonim, b'gavi lam rakiva. Two other places where Baruch Ber said it directly. One is of the Toisvis. I'm going to go over b'ksor. The one's holding, I'm assuming the one's holding Yevomis. Toisvis and Nida dav beis. Baruch Ber said, learn pshat and Toisvis and Nida dav beis. Toisvis and dav beis asked that every Nida, every lady, Yevoma, if she falls b'shas Yevom Yibum, b'shas Nefila, she was a Nida. It should be that even later when she goes, she's entire herself, she should be also forever. Nesra, Yevomis. That's what Toisvis asked. The Eishas Ach, or Eishas Ach. Since on a Nida, there's no din Yevoma Yavu Yaleh, l'chayr. So there's no way to Eishas Ach. So l'chayr should be Nesra. That's what Toisvis says. Toisvis answered, lo yidom yilachas Yishas. That was Toisvis says. Lo yidom yilachas Yishas, lachas Yishas asr, only on the Yavam, Nida's asr, kul yama. To get into all the protim. The big question everyone asked in that was, who's talking about learning from Achas Yishas? The din Nesra is learned that from Achas Yishas. The din Sarah is learned that from Achas Yishas. Maybe Rashi says the Ptur Chalitza learned that from Achas Yishas. But Nesra says, kol yavam ish nevam aleh. The Baruch Ber said the following. Some good, very big sivar. Baruch Ber said like this. Toisvis in his kasha knew avada that a nida is not an erva de lakachas. That's what he said. It means, Toisvis knew that the isser of nida be yisoyed hadover. I'm saying it sharp. But Agabonim, he knew that an isser nida is not soyser the din yavam yavaleh. That's a svara. Nida is an isser. It's a temporary isser. It's going against yavam yavaleh. As the isser nida, I could say, ain't any curry of Amir Vileo. As the isser nida, I can't say any of Amir. It's a Zaytik isser. It's totally a Zaytik isser. It's like an isser Shabbos. Who you two would be usher to do beer on Shabbos? You would say, ain't any curry of Amir Vileo. There would be no heterish asach. That was what Baruch Ber said. We didn't learn this way, Bishas. This is where Baruch Ber learned. The whole kasha of Toises that you should say Nesra or Nida was because of the din of Aleo. Because once Nida and Toisvis have a meaning, he thought Nida was part of the Parsha of Arayis. And there's a din of Aleha. I don't have to go fight with the Mitzvah Sibum. If I have to go fight with the Mitzvah Sibum, so Isser Nida doesn't have to fight with the Mitzvah Sibum. But once we have a new status, that once I have an Isser, the Isser has a status that you're an exclusive club, that the Mitzvah Sibum doesn't set on that lady. And Nida also should have the din, the Sheila Maisa. Sheila Maisa is in that status of Aleha, and Aleha, the Mitzvah Sibum wasn't set on her. And for Toises, lo yidom yilachas isha. That's the answer for Toises. Lo yidom yilachas isha. No, we can't. Shitaka doesn't have aleil. Ayas lo kachas. Toises never had a kachas lo kachas. That's the binyan. But I want the tzir of a Baruch Ber. Another application. Here we have a case of an isha nida, which he calls an isha study. It's like an isha Shabbos. Arya the Rav Yolin. Where it wouldn't be able to fight with the mitzvah zibum. But if we mechadish a new musik, that I don't have to fight with the mitzvah zibum. I could stand from far, and the mitzvah zibum doesn't come for me. Even an isha that doesn't actively, it's a Zaytik Yisr that also could create a Din of Aleh. That's a second application we see of the Din of Aleh. A third application of the Din of Aleh, Baruch Ber said, the Gabi, a Nidin we spoke about a bunch of times, we know an Erev could Asr Etzor, Kapater Etzor, Asr Etzor, whatever the way Lamdus is. What about the Eishas Ach of the Erev? The Achas Isha could create a Din Tzoros Erev. The Eishas Ach of Achas Isha could create a Din Erev? Could create a Din Tzor, I'm sorry? Could the Eishas Ach of Achas Isha create a Din Tzor? So, and when it's time to be chomim in Yosef Silamas, they know right away, Mar Malkim, Toysin Lamed Beis, before Shem Toysin Lamed Beis. Toysin Lamed Beis says, yeah, they just Acha Vachas Isha, who also created in Sari, says, in two Tzirut, in the case of Nesra, in the case of, when later on, the Achas Isha became Mutter, and later on, the remains, the Isra, Isha Sach, says Toysin, says, Acha of Nesra created Sar. Zok Toysin says, Isha Sach also, when there's a din of Ein Isra Chala Isra, and Achas Isha is Nachal, two cases, Toysin says, they just Ach of an Erva. And it's just Ach of an Erva. The other way is just Ach also, Islandist, but it's just Ach of an Erva created Tzor. Hoke Fek or Baruch Ber. What's with the Yisoid from the Rebbe? Reb Chaim has Yisoid. It's just Ach to Memela. Can't Pater at Tzor. Frek or Baruch Ber. Lechur. Every it's just Ach of an Erva should be an it's just Ach to Memela. Zok or Ber. This is totally in this Yisoid. If the whole tour of an Erva Yibim would be als Lo Kachas. Which means the Achas Isha fights with the Mitzvah Sibim. The Mitzvah Sibim approaches this lady who has an Isser Erva. Then the Achas Isha fights back. Then we would say the Ishas Ach that's left over in the dust. Afterwards, after the dust settles, it's the Ishas Ach to Ramil. It's the Ishas Ach should be Mutter. Only because the Achas Isha fought with the Mitzvah Sibim. Now the Ishas Ach remains Osir. That's the Ishas Ach to Ramil. Zoko Arber, the new Din of Aleho, means that this lady is labeled a person who doesn't have Mitzvah Sibim. Zoko Arber, if she doesn't have Mitzvah Sibim, she doesn't have Heta Yibim. That's his nusach. she doesn't have mitzvah yibum, she doesn't have heter yibum also. If she doesn't have a heter yibum, she gets labeled as a lady. It doesn't have the parshas yibum. If she doesn't have a heter yibum, so then the ishasach never had a heter yibum. That's a third nafkamina of Rabbeinu. But my mamuzga, we once spoke at a different yisoid. We spoke at the yisoid of trei yisuri, which we explained differently. We once spoke out that when you have two yisurim, you don't don them separately. That would be a different hesber to explain why the ishasach of an erev is not ishasach of meir. But Rabbeinu went with yishmahalach. But Rabbeinu used erev dolei. Adkan, we have three examples of this new din, the Erev Doleh. And again, the Ikar HaGosh is the Isser is not actively pushing away something. The Isser is bleibing Bim Koimon. The Mitzvah sees the Isser, the Mitzvah Zoch Sech Nishaf the Isser. And here comes the fun. Shailas, Cheski asked. Sweet Shailas, Betzim. This is before we got into the Sugya. We all knew this. This is Betzim, nothing new is Chadish. When you learn the Sugya, this is Alamo, this is Danus, the opportunity. When you learn the Sugya Bim Koimon, you see it under Zach. The Chayra, to say this is Pashup Shat, what Rishonim said now, the Din of Aleh, is Hanish Converter. Fiyam Bovim Ber, first, I have three kashas. First of all, what was in Schadish here? The Bovim Ber learns that was Pashup, this was Aleh, this was said in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. In the Brayis and Gimel Amud Beis, when we learned out the Din of Tzoras Erevah, we know the Ptur of Aleh. What was the kasha of the Rishonim? What was the Moshel? Tosis Bleib Shver. Tosis doesn't say this Yisoy. Tosis doesn't hold the Yisoy, the Yisoy of Aleh. What's Toises Kasha? Frek Toises, I say to the what happened to Aleh? So maybe we'll say, I want to unthought this way, that Baruch Ber holds, that Toises doesn't hold him. Why not? We just bought it. He said, Shan Toises needed, I'll be on this side of Aleh. Well, Baruch Ber also holds Toises agrees to his Yisoid. So what did Toises ask? Kasha Aleph. Kasha Beis, I have a Shaila. What was the Chiddush of the Rishonim? The Rishonim do say this Teretz. What was the Grace of Chiddush? Push it, Aleph Beis. If you learn the comments, he started that Beis. That Beis he said with this Yisoid. The whole Sech Zivomis he's talking. There's not a Shia, we don't talk about the Yisoid of Aleh. The Rishonim didn't learn the comments. I mean, what was the Chiddush? What was the Yev Kash? Time of Yesh Laima. And the Iker Shailet with Chesti Yes, this is the bomb. Is that even after the Teretz, the Rishonim are saying like we started the Yisoid of Rekiva. They're not saying in the Rabbonim. The Rishonim are saying, "Lurav Akiva Goli Kro, Nochtem Frekter Ramban." How does the Gemara know? What do you mean, how the Gemara know? You didn't learn the Kamenets. It's the same thing. Aleah, you don't know Aleah. It's Poshit. Rav Baruch Ber says for her. If the lady's armed with the Aleah, there's no din of Esei Derech Aloisa say. What? Goli? Kimlu? Zokter Rav Kimlu B'Rav Akiva? What's the Chiddush? Teretz here we see to open up what Aleah is. I told him before the sugi we spoke about Aleah from the Vait. We have to open up. We see Aleah is not so simple. Why is Toys going back, push up shot, trust like this? What's the kasha? We'll start off. What was the kasha of the Rishonim? Why did Toys not accept the Teretz? Why is Toys that although we say yes, Aleh, and that's the Kachidish, Aleh at the end of the din, at the end of the day, the way it affects Mitzvah Sivim is without fighting with it. Is without fighting with it. And it could scares away the Mitzvah Sivim. Mitzvah Sivim doesn't come close to it. But it's not so push it. Why is Toys not every Isser could create a din Aleh? Can you hear the Rishonim held? If there's a din essay, the Rishonim knew the din of Aleh. No, Avada, not that they learned the comments, they knew. They knew when you're looking at this mamzera, she's carrying on, she's armed with the din of Aleh. Be'etzin. Frek to Rishonim, if essay, if essay can be madcha this Isser, that passes a p'tur of Aleh. What happens to Zai Isser, which bows down in front of the essay? When the essay comes around, it runs away. That could create a din Aleh. That was the svar chitzayin of the Rishonim. Vaisto is there's a t'nai in the din of Aleh that you have to be an Isser that at least holds its place. The Mokan the Mitzvah even will talk to you. If a Mokan the Mitzvah even starts to talk, you run away, you're not going to have a din of Aleh either. Vaisto is, and I want to tie you up a little bit, the Yibon and hold, it's not such a simin ba'alma. That nusach is a sharf nusach. It's not just a lady is wearing a green dress, a lady who happens to be Aser, so the Mitzvah even doesn't come. No, Vaisto is, it's also a chilek of the koyach of the Isser. Aleh also is also a prat, another din in the koyach of an Isser. An Isser has different koyaches. There was a schadish and this mesechta that the Isser could have an innate koyach, and an innate koyach that it has within it, an innate koyach that it doesn't have to use its koyach before. As long as it has that koyach, it has a koyach, or a koyach of an Isser. So even without go fighting, it can make a p'tur. Here comes the svara. If you're using a koyach of the Isser, tiny to Rishonim, azai Isser, the essay could mow over. That's called that the Isser has a koyach against me. That called that when I look at them, when the Esser looks at the Esser has a koyach against me. It doesn't have any koyach against me. So it can't even create a din aleh b'chlal. Yovei Yosef Yitchalois Asay. Toshvek to Yishayim. I mean, Avada, there's a din aleh. If we would say a din aleh, the Esser wouldn't start. Abahoguva, there's a proverb. There's a litmus test. The only time you have a din aleha is if somebody, you could stay around, you're in the scenery, when the essay comes into the scene. If the essay comes into the scene, you run away. You can't create a din aleha. That was the kasha of the Rishonim. And Tosfos blibes like that. Tosfos doesn't accept anything else like that. Tosfos holds like halacha l'maaseh. That's Shitas Tosfos. Zoch the Rishonim, Lefi Rabbi Akiva, nice. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, there's a hecher din of an aleha. It says the Rishonim are not being mechadish aleha. That's what I thought it told you, so daf zaches. They're not being mechadish aleha. What they're saying is the machloikis in aleha. I'm all in the world of a baruch ber. I'm all in comments now. I'm saying teres of baruch ber. The Rishonim are being mechadish that there's a machloikis within aleha. Look in Rabbi Ber and Simon Dalet, that's the way he starts off. He said the Rabbonin and Rabbi Kiva are arguing what the din of aleha is. Does Zog the Rishonim? Zog the Rishonim, Rabbi Kiva is the one who holds that the din of aleha is even higher than the din chiyah. The din of aleha is going to be even such an iser that would be able, the essay would be able to be doichit, it still could create a din aleha. That's Rabbi Kiva's shita. And where did he see that? He saw that in the Goli Krol. And he read that the pasuk was mashma. That the pasuk was mashma is called the loy tofsi kedushin creates the din aleha. And here lives the lomdus. Kinir the mashmois of the lomdus like this. If what's creating the din aleha is the isser, the rabbonon hold, what's creating the din aleha is the isser, lavi, sakaris, whatever it is, whatever the chaymer of the isser is. What's creating it is the isser. If the isser, the etzem isser, the koyach of isser to aser, the etzem, that's creating the aleha, there the svara is. That avada lu yitzor, the essay is doiche, there's not going to be a din aleha. It's a proverb again, but it's not going to create a din aleha. Aber if Rabbi Kiva holds, it's totally in the Yitvises Kedushin. Kenir the Yitvises Kedushin is a sach tifer in the kudim. The fear of Kiva, what creates the din aleha is any lady who's labeled as a lady I can't have issues with. The fear of Rabbanon, the label of aleha is, a lady is asura b'isr chomor. That's the label of aleha. The fear of Kiva, the label of aleha is, a lady who's asura b'isr hameneah tvises kedushin, hameneah issues. That's a hecher isibu. That kenir Rabbi Kiva holds is not totally in tchiyanat. Whether or not there will be tchiyah, even if tchiyah takes away the koyach to shter to the kedushin of the first bia, of a lady, she blibes be'etzem a lady hamanu mikedushin. That's something that's hecherer than the tchiyah. Rabbi Kiva held that it's totally in each piece of kedushin, and mele that could withstand. That's even hecherer than the tchiyah. Mele does zog the rishonim. A nice bedas Rabbi Kiva. The voiter rabban, they both hold it a din aleha. Again, it's not a huge machlokes in the homosexual zivomis. At the end of the day, the dynamic, how aleha works at the end of the day is the same thing. Sa'ilafi Rabbanu Rabbi Kiva creates a p'tor. Oh, but what's the standard? What goes right into aleha? That's the machlekes of Rabbanu Rabbi Kiva. Dosa tashu shenem echadik ven. Shreit Ramban! We have the Gemara know this. Machlekes. How do the Gemara know this? Rabbi Kiva holds. Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds chavi lamed chavi krisis. And call it terakula. And they have a din of an erva. But he holds the din of aleha as tali in the chaymar isser. How does he know he holds in Tosa Kedushin? Zoch the Rajbe, they had a Kabbalah. They had a Kabbalah that that's the way he read the pasuk. The Ritva Grada says, Chashav the thing, the Ritva learns that that's not Taka, this Nakuda we boyed in the Rajban and the Ramban, that it's totally in Machlikas or Rakiva, Bonner and Rakiva, this idea. The Ritva is Mavur, it's the Kuliyam. The Ritva doesn't make the Chilik, the Tainas, the Ritva doesn't make a Machlikas or Bonner and Rakiva. The Ritva has, the Kuliyam, it's Mashma, that the Din of Allah is totally in Itfis's Kedusha. Yeah? Oh, but now that we were Zoicha, it's a new Lichtach to me, it's an Or Otsum, a new Or, Pshan Rubber. Avadad is at the end of the day, we're saying is aleh avad is a p'tur at the end of the day. But when there's chadish in the sugya, there's a shlav rishon. Not everything can make aleh. The fi the rabbonon, there's a shlav rishon, you need to be enes deich aleh saseh. Only the fi the bakiva, there's no problem that you have to be enes deich aleh saseh, as long as you loy tofsi kedushin. Klapi ma'ad v'ramun, two huge nafkaminas. Klapi ma'ad v'ramun, there's a test if you understand what's for shteta. Klapi ma'ad v'ramun, amo, we asked a question on a baruch ber many times, Rabbi Yehoshua, we brought a riot against a baruch ber. From the Rishonim and Dafheim and Beis and Avom and Aleph. The Rishonim, the Rajba and the Ramban ask on Dafheim and Beis and Avom and Aleph. How could you learn from Kibbut of Ein as Essay is Deich Aloy Shish Bakars to call it Terkul? Learn from Aleph Akert Ein Essay Deich Aloy Shish Bakars. Learn from Aleph as Ein Essay Deich Aloy Shish Bakars. So we asked, L'chur, you see in the Rajba and the Ramban, not like a Baruch Ber. You see Lemaisa, what it says in Aleph is Ein Essay Deich Aloy Shish Bakars. A Baruch Ber is saying it's a Ptur. Lefi advarim, when you learn the sugina v'enignei, it's nishmichtig. Lefi the rabbonon, the pshat in the reader of our berg, we learn the rishonim is. Hagam lemaisa, we don't have to use the din of enes edeich leish bakaris as a hecher din. Oh, but what's the din of a leg a boiton? Only because enes edeich leish bakaris. Lefi the rabbonon, the only reason why there's a din of a leh is only because if we have a litmus test, If the essay would come to this loisa sheshesh makoros la'achasiyish, there would be a din of enes etelosh makoros, only then is it applicable in the valeah. Frek the rishonim. You could bring a raya from aleah as enes etelosh makoros. But if in the way we're saying enechanam, if you're a kiva, there's no raya. If you're a kiva, there's no raya. The rishonim would never say an aleah. I see enes etelosh makoros. Oh, but if you're the rabbonon, attack you taka see enes etelosh makoros, and you shavetiv. But my man, what's good? The ritva over there never asked that question. The Ritva and Hayam Beis and Bom Mav never brings this episode. Yes, way we're starting back. The Ritva, the Shitasay holds the Kuliyam. It's totally an Itvis Gedushin. It's Hechen and Linchia. That's the Ershan Nafkamina. The Fila Vona we're going over here. But the Sveikan Nafkamina. This is a Rash Otzum. The Fun Riyat the Luchayra. This is a Grois Ara from Shandos Vekin Innervenik. It's a Grois Ara and the Ganzer Raid from Rav Shlaima. Ganze binyan from Rav Shlaima, the from Riyat, when you come to the sugya, the chayr shtipnish rabbaver. From Riyat, ganze Rav Shlaima, the bapust Rav Shlaima. It's a boit of the Torah from the Rebbe, if we're right over here. Rav Shlaima heipsich nishtam. Why? What did Rav Shlaima say? Rav Shlaima, rabbaver said, yisoyit from Aleha. That was the first step in the binyan. Is yisoyit from Aleha, p'tor. Rav Shlaima started, noch the raid from the Rebbe, Rav Shlaima asked, is a p'tor from Aleha, Rav Shlaima asked a question, whole parshas yid. Everyone from the first of the kasha, they cringe. But it's a kasha ele manchuva. Rav Shlaima said, if the Torah of the Rebbe is true, and Avad it's true, how could it be a shaykh mitzvah sibim? Every lady, every Eisha Sach can't have mitzvah sibim. The mitzvah sibim doesn't start on a Eisha Sach because she has a leo. That's what Rav Shlaima asked. Every Eisha Sach is nischadish, there's a koyach called a leo, which is a simin. It's a simin that this lady doesn't have a mitzvah sibim. How is it ever shaykh mitzvah sibim? To which step two Rav Shlaima created, and this was a chelik of Rav Shlaima in the Torah of Alpeh. Zok Rav Shlaima is a nochet short in Parshas Yibam, hafkof on Aleha. This Aleha Bochber needs, the Torah created a special hafkof on Eishas Ach. That was the setup then for Rav Shlaima's teretz to answer B'Kveikas Kasha, that every Tzor Serva doesn't have the Aleha. Because every Tzor Serva got Halmufka, the Eishas Ach is hafkof on the Aleha of Eishas Ach. So even though her Isser came back, but the Aleha doesn't come back. L'chayr, if you had von what we're saying, Rav Shlaima's whole Kasha is only true in the world of Rekiva, not in the world of Rabbanon. What did Rav Shlaima ask? Rav Shlaima asked, "Noch the raid of the Rebbe, Rav Bochber, l'chare every Yeshua Sach, how could she have mitzvah sibim? She has a simin called a leil. The Fida Rabbonon, what do you mean? The Fida Rabbonon, a leil is only when you have a za iser that is not nidche. Yeshua Sach, the Torah, says mitzvah sibim is doiche Yeshua Sach. So vada is not shaykh the din of a leil. The whole kasha Rav Shlaima, from that he built this whole binyan, his second story in the binyan, doesn't start. If you were boing over here, you see in the Rabbonim, Medas Rabbonim, the Aleh is only, he needs a Hakdama, Aleh is only if you have a Zai Isser, which is so Isser Din Chiyah, which if the, when the Mitzvah comes, doesn't run away. Eish Asach is the greatest Isser that runs away in Mitzvah Sibim. Eish Asach is Hutra. Eish Asach flit avek. So the Teretz is, L'chayr, to Rav Shlaima's Kasha, even if Eish Asach would have Aleh, it wouldn't help it. What's Rav Shlaima's Kasha? Rav Shlaima asked, if he has Aleh, it should be a Ptur. No, it shouldn't have Aleh. It's not any different than Chayvi Lav and the Kasha of the Rishonim over here by Chayvi Lav. In the Kasha of the Rishonim, they knew Chayvi Lav and carries within the Chaymer of Aleh. But they asked, if it's Esed Echaloisi, it's irrelevant. The same thing, every Yesh Asach, I'm answering Rav Shlaima's Kasha. Rav Shlaima asked, every Yesh Asach has to have a Mitzvah Zivim? The Teretz is. Because even if it has Aleh doesn't help me here. Because since the Mitzvah Zivim mows over the Yesh Asach, Aleh is not applicable. It's not, you can't apply the Ptur of Aleh. Aleh is only applicable to an Isser, which stands, doesn't get run over by the Mitzvah Zivim. The MS, you look at the Rav Shlaima, and Rav Shlaima says the Teretz. He says the Teretz down, he doesn't say that. But the Chara, it was like a crazy on Rav Shlaima. Maybe the Fida Ritva, the Fida Ritva, after Rav Shlaima has heard. The Ritva says, this is so, the Kumi Amma. The Ritva, there's room for what we're saying. So the Sikum, before we go to the second Mahalach, go with the Rabbi Seinu, you go that there's a Ptur of Aleha. What we're seeing is, Avada, everyone holds in the Torah Aleha. But there's a three-way machloikas between Toisvis, the Ramban, and Rajba, and the Ritva. Toisvis holds, and he glides away, the Torah of Aleha needs a Hagdoma, a requirement that it can't be nitche by the essay. If Lu Yisro, the essay is doichet, it's not shaykh to apply the din of Aleha. When the essay, by Chavik Krisis, that the din is an essay doichet, then you can apply Aleha, and you have all the advantages of Aleha. You have an extra din, you have all the advantages of Aleha. Or by Azazach, that's not so Yisro, there's no din. Lefi the Ramban and the Rajba, it's a totally machlokes of Kiva and Rabbana. Whether or not the din of Aleha is hecher than the din chiyah, but the Ritva kuli ama hold the maskono that the din is totally nitzis is gedushin and meila. There's no din of Aleha. Ad Khan was all teres of Yisena, which the din you have to talk about marach more. Teres of Yisena or Shishivas. But many times we said one of the kashas we just answered. But there were kama oris. First of the pashtis before the rayas they brought the pashtis zikher. But what was this? Svadin shes like pashtis leirava erva gufa leitzvicha kara. The pashtis coming to say a new din. Meich they say a new din. And the din tzara maybe you have to know how what the lamdas of tzara is. Three quick oris on the bar bears. First of all, the loshen ritva by us, mamish by us. First ritva. In the ritva, when he brings on the tesem and aleph, the kasha of toisus. When he asks the kasha, he says like this. It's not apply that reason. The reason why at the end of the day is because of ain't say deichel eish bakaris, not because of a new din p'tor. If you're baruch b'tzah, a new din p'tor. As Zoyi says, al derech b'derech zeh, cooking Rav Nissen Goyim, the famous Nissen Goyim we saw in the sugya from Tchia, at the end when he makes a sikum of all the klolim of Shas, he says clearly, arayis ain't say deichel eish bakaris, and he brings in Rava, and even after Rava, he says, Rava gufa emar v'litzu yagro, it blibes the reason, very similar. Pasha reading is, ain't say deichel eish bakaris. And Amor, we ask the lashon of the Gemara, and I test him at base, does it sound like a baruch ber? The lashon of the Gemara is, Avoy achas isha v'dochi l'mitzvah sibum. It sounds like, and this is what I really want, and this is the Holy of Amos is telling on this, it sounds like that there is a fight, l'maisa. A baruch ber is saying that the erva doesn't have to fight b'chla with the mitzvah sibum. The end of the day is a p'tur. We said it's boit on a proba, but it's boit on a p'tur. It sounds not like that. It sounds at the end of the day, the din of the erva is that it doesn't let the mitzvah sibum come here. It's madchit, starts up with it, it's madchit. Oh, but not that it doesn't start. If you're a bochber, it doesn't start. If you're a bochber, it's not, the foil is not using any muscles. It's not using its muscles, b'chol. It's not using its power, it's not using its force. It sounds like from the Rishonim, it sounds like in the Moronite test, the erva has to use its force. If we want to make a kai, maybe the pashas, how could we learn the Rishonim? Maybe another way to learn the Ramban, and the Emes, Sogendik, the Lashon Ramban also doesn't sound like a bochber. Mafkia zika sounds like a dimptur. Mafkia sounds like you're also using force. To me, the lashon mafkia zika doesn't sound like a dimptur. A ptur is that there's no mitzvah zibum. Mafkia zika sounds like you're using your power to mafkia zika. That's what it sounds like. Doesn't sound like the makarad one. Doesn't sound like. I'm not asking questions in the rabbi there, but I'm saying the pashup shad. I don't see the kinds of orta. The chur kematzia zayin avort of an ort. Side by side, the rishonim are being mechadish, but Kiva saw a certain gili in the crow. The same rishon, Kiva is using the pasuk. Ken Zion with Darkenu, all he saw was like this. He saw like the Lakshana Pumushan. The Mokum Aleh, the Torah said, Loi Sikach. We want to stay, it's not a Bnai Ptor. It's an Isser. So it's an Isser. Oh, but the Torah said, even though usually essay is Doicha Loi Saseh, usually there's regular Dinim, there's regular Gedorim. Here the Torah said, and Rabbi Kiva read the Pasuk talking about Loi Tafsi Kedushin. Here the Torah said, Lehedya, if you have an Isser Shaloi Tafsi Kedushin, there's no Din Tchia. No Din Tchia. The Torah said, look, read the Pasuk. Lo yisikach b'mokam aleha. The Torah was talking about aleha mitzvah sibum. And the Torah said, lo yisikach. And the way the Rishonim are reading it, lo yisikach doesn't mean chorus. It means lo yisikach as long as it's an isser of lo tifsi kedusha. So there's a direct hafkov of the din tchir. Maybe touch it up a little bit. I want to give it a little touch. What does that mean? I can call it Torah kula. Halach is doicha lo yisheshesh b'chorus. And sorry, is doicha lo yisei shaloi tofsi kedusha. If I find a lav shaloi tofsi kedusha, it doesn't have a curse. How does essay is doicha? If there would be an essay of pruvu lefir b'kiva, an essay of pruvu lefir b'kiva, it's chal on a chayve lavin shaloi tofsi kedusha. How does essay is doicha lo yisei? We're not changing around the chilchas tchia. What does that mean? Ken zayin the taitch is a little bit of a chadosha. The taitch is that here it was said a special din. The mal of the kolam of essay doicha lo yisei, a kolam and kolat terkula. It's the power of an essay versus a lo yisei. That's called a Torah Kula. Here the Torah said a special din, Gapi Mitzvah. The Torah didn't say, a Loisa say, Shayez by Tfiz Gedushin is stronger than Essay. It's not stronger. An Essay is stronger than every Loisa say, as long as it doesn't have curse. The Torah said, we use a Sprach that we use as Mol, that over here the Loisa say has a din that's Loinit and Litchas. The Torah gave against Mitzvah Sibim, the Torah said, if it said Loisikach B'mokom Mitzvah Sibim, it said Lehedia that the Loisa say, usually Loisa say, don't have a Koyach in them, they don't have to be Nitche. The Torah said, the Loisa say, Shalais by Tosfutushin, is not Nitche by Mitzvah Sibim, that's what the Torah said. Dozok Dushen. It's all saying, Goli Kro, there's a special Gili Kro. There's a special Gili Kro that if you like Tafsi Kedushin, I don't let the Isser come. So it comes out that the Isser is not, it's being Assert, it's not being pattered. The Isser is being Assert. You want to call it the end of the day a Ptur, you call it the end of the Ptur, but it's not because the mitzvah never came there. It's all, and Avada, that's only Lefir Bekiva. Lefir Rabbanan, it ends up, what Assers? The Loisa Sheish Bakaris. It's not a special afkol. If you're a bonan, it remains a special. An algamein a din. Ain esetir lechalish makaris. Well, if you have a kiva who's in schadish a new din of ain esetir lechalish sheish bayit tvis gedushin. We're touching it up. It doesn't mean the essay doesn't have the power. It means the lechalish gedushin has a koyach that is loy nitin litches. The nafkamin is in ganz mesechtes evamos. Is it a p'tur? Or is it an Isser? One, I'm sorry, I'm late, but just one, being at one Nafkamina, the Moshe, the Oyim asked me this question. You go back to the Brice and the Gimel and Beza, Zor Shaman, Oynish Minayim. The Gemara had a Haves and Yavimin Rashi says that the Ervot, even after we know there's a Ptur Ervot, there's still a Heter on the Chorus. There's still a Heter on the Chorus. The Firach Boch Ber, after we know there's a Ptur, we know the lady was Potter, the Mitzvah wasn't set on her. It's Shaykh, a Heter on Chorus. A Boch Ber holds that the Ptur of a lady is the mitzvah wasn't set on a lady. If we have a lady, the mitzvah wasn't set on her. Shaykh Ptur Karis. The feedaway we're saying, it's good. It wasn't a lady, the mitzvah, even an Ervin. It's not that the mitzvah wasn't set on her. She's not like an islandist. There's a fight. There's a little bit of fight. The Lois says, Doiche. Maybe we could remain the Karis. The Elam has the Kachap. We said a lot of things. We came with certain maskono, machruo, on the din from the lever of the Boch Ber, on the other side, Dr. Scheshman.